to the United States now, where former President Donald Trump has brought a case to the Supreme Court, arguing he should be immune from criminal prosecution on charges of plotting to overthrow the government on January the 6th, 2020. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, has been explaining the case the justices are considering.
Well, they're being asked to decide whether the government of the United States can prosecute the president of the United States, or rather a former president, because they don't actually prosecute any sitting president for criminal offences. They've already decided in a 1982 case involving the former president Richard Nixon that presidents are not liable in civil cases. So you can't sue the president of the United States for damages arising out of actions that he committed during his time as president or her time as president. But it has not been decided, and there's no clarity over whether a criminal case can be taken against the president of the United States. And in this case, of course, as we know, there are three pending criminal cases against Donald Trump relating to his time when he was the president of the United States of America. Now, Trump has tried to appeal that and suggest that presidents have immunity. And he and his lawyers have said the presidents have complete, absolute, total immunity from any kind of prosecution. The United States government, through the Department of Justice, have been arguing the contrary, saying no, presidents can be held criminally liable. And yesterday that was brought to the Supreme Court of the United States. The issue has been litigated through lower courts. A lower court here in the District of Columbia ruled that presidents don't have immunity from prosecution for criminal offences. That was appealed to the Supreme Court, and that's what the arguments were about yesterday.
And looking at reports of what was said, the justices seem to be asking a question about prosecuting a president while in office for private acts that he committed, as opposed to official acts. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, a lot of the questioning yesterday seemed to be about drawing a line or a distinction between official acts and private acts. And private acts might include electioneering or it might not. I mean, we're going to have to wait for a ruling from the court. But what they seemed to be doing was going for neither one pole or the other, that neither can, they're not prepared to accept that presidents can never be prosecuted for criminal offences. But it seems from the questioning that they do accept that there has to be limitations on the range of things that a president can be prosecuted for. And it's trying to find where that line is drawn is what is perplexing all the legal analysts now, because, as you say, the judges of the Supreme Court were asking a lot of questions, and that questioning did suggest that they do buy the notion of some kind of presidential immunity from criminal offences. But where does that immunity lie? How big is that immunity, or how small is that immunity?
So whatever they decide, when are we going to learn their decision, and how does that play up in terms of the election cycle for Donald Trump, and also in terms of the cycle of legal cases now stacking up for him to deal with?
Well, Anya, the when of this is almost as important as the actual outcome itself, because if the judges don't issue a ruling pretty soon, then there just won't be enough time for any of these criminal cases against Donald Trump that are pending to be heard before the general election takes place in November. And that would mean that effectively the cases are going to lapse one way or the other, or will have less importance. Either Trump will win the next presidential election, in which case he can order at least two of the cases to be stopped against him, or he loses and remains a private citizen, and then the cases take on less importance and there'll be less urgency and less interest in them, precisely because he's not running again for president, or may have lost at that stage. But between now and November, they really need to get a decision. And effectively, because of the court timetable and time that is allowed to Trump to prepare his defences, if they don't get a really cut and dried, hard and fast decision out of the court by the middle of June, then effectively the cases are going to be punted off at least until after the presidential election in November. So even if Trump was to lose entirely on the substantive issue of this immunity claim, he could win a huge tactical victory depending on when the court comes up with its decision. And there's another possible outcome here. Even if they were to come back pretty rapidly with a decision, if that decision says we're effectively going to send this decision back down to the lower courts for them to decide where the line is drawn between what is a private act of a citizen, effectively, or somebody in an election campaign, and what is an act of a president, then, of course, you're going to get the issue tied up in litigation for months, possibly even years. And you can immediately see Trump's lawyers looking forward to appealing whatever decision comes out of the lower court if it goes back. And you end up back in the same situation. You don't have clarity and the court cases get pushed out into subsequent years. So Trump can win even if he loses.
And time is very much on his side, it appears. The other big story coming out of the States at the moment, Sean, these protests on college campuses, which appear to be spreading fairly rapidly across the States.
Yes, they are spreading quite rapidly, stretching from Boston in the north down to University of Southern California in Los Angeles, down in Texas, in Atlanta. They have been spreading mainly as a result of some pretty heavy-handed action by university leadership in New York at Columbia University, where this issue originated, at the site of students being led away, handcuffed or ziplocked by the police for processing in police stations, has sparked a wave of protests that have taken place right across the United States. There were more arrests being made overnight in places like Austin, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia, and the Emory University there. Quite a lot of these students are being released, charges not being pressed against them, but nevertheless, it is a disturbing sight for students to see other students being led away, particularly this close to exam time and indeed graduation time. University of Southern California has cancelled its graduation ceremony, its main graduation ceremony, which is due on the 10th of May, for what they call security concerns, that it would overload the security systems in the university. So this is definitely a growing issue, and one that I'm sure politicians don't want to see growing, but it's certainly a huge problem for Columbia University and is a growing problem for other mainly private universities, because the issue they're talking about is divesting from Israel the often quite large pots of money that these private universities have to invest and generate income for their universities.
Yes, the political temperature certainly heating up in the States.